أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. These are the first three ayat of Surah Al-A'raf. The surah in itself was by and large revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to his hijrah to Madinah Tayyibah. That will make it a Makki surah, and the subject matter and the content of the surah deals in the initial stages with regards to aspects of Qiyamah, aspects of the Day of Judgment. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks once again about the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the non-compliance of shaitan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then addresses Bani Adam, insan, with some aspects, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes once again into some discussion with regards to Qiyamah, moving towards Nubuwat, moving towards Risalat. The theme of the last part of the surah is with regards to the various ummats that had come down, the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who had come down to their nations, to their people, and then once again the people not accepting Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destructions of those nations. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah with what is termed as the huruf al-muqatta'at. Al-huruf al-muqatta'at are those huruf, the letters of the Arabic language, which are recited independently, individually. Muqatta' refers to something that has been cut. Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad, all of it are recited independently. And as we discussed throughout our discussions, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best its meaning. Allah Ta'ala could have shared this with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but then Allah Ta'ala did not compel him. Allah Ta'ala prohibited him from informing us, the Ummah, with regards to the meaning of these hurufi muqatta'at. The very important aspect, once again, is it certainly, most definitely, without any doubt, has meaning. But the meaning is not known to us. We cannot say it does not have any meaning. The alif, the lam, the mim, the sad, all of it, there is a definite meaning, but that meaning has not been understood by the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kitabun unzila ilayk. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that this kitab unzila ilayk has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now when Allah Ta'ala revealed this, then Allah Rabbul Izzat, in between, before speaking about the objective of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْ. That your sadr, your chest, should not be constrained, should not be constricted because of this Quran. What is the meaning of this? When Allah Ta'ala revealed this Quran to you, then obviously there was this great responsibility that you had to shoulder, and that was the responsibility of disseminating the Quran Sharif, transmitting the message of the Quran Sharif, delivering the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a great deal of difficulty upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was sent to the entire mankind, and this was the worry, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How is this Quran going to reach the whole of mankind, when the initial people that were listening to the Quran, the initial recipients of the Quran Sharif, were denying this? On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's inborn characteristic of grief and worry about people not accepting Islam, his concern about the affairs with regards to akhirat, all of that created a great deal of constriction, a great deal of difficulty on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying the kitab has been revealed to you, but it should not become a form of constraint, constriction in your heart. Why this Quran was revealed? Two reasons given here. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ, so that you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would love kindness and compassion. You would warn the people about these words of Allah, give them this warning, but obviously with great deal of love and concern. Second, وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that this Quran is dhikr, this Quran is a dhikra, this Quran is advice for the believers. They have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is left is to take heed from this Quran, to take inspiration from this Quran, correct our lives, correct our aqidah, our beliefs, correct our character, and then focus towards Allah Rabbul Izzat in pleasing Allah Ta'ala. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Now this is that very beauty of the Quran Sharif. First Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and immediately Allah Ta'ala addresses the whole mankind, the whole ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم, then follow what has been revealed to you, O ummah, O mankind. First the revelation to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now it is a message that has to be disseminated to all of you. So you've received this message. Now follow this Quran from your Rabb that it has been revealed to you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ, and do not follow besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any bosom friend. Do not make anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your leader. Follow only what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed. Such is this world, such is the heart of insan, that we become inclined towards people. We want to follow the ways of life of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects all of that. And Allah ta'ala said this Quran, and of course the Quran was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. Both were inseparable. So follow his life, you'll follow the Quran, follow the wahi, you'll follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, and very little do you take heed, or very little do you reflect on this wahi of Allah Ta'ala. Listen to the words of the Quran, recite the words of the Quran, reflect on it, practice and propagate the Quran. That's the message of these verses. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.